How to Deploy High-Quality Text-to-Speech, TTS, a Practical Guide. As text-to-speech, TTS, technology rapidly improves, it's becoming a powerful tool for creating scalable, multilingual, and accessible content, without sacrificing quality. Whether you're developing e-learning modules, building a mobile app, or narrating content for global audiences, strategic deployment is key. Here's a comprehensive guide from Vector's localization team on how to get the best out of today's advanced TTS engines. Define the purpose of your TTS. Before choosing a voice or TTS engine, pinpoint your use case. Accessibility-screen readers or assistive technology. Narration-e-learning, training videos, voiceovers. Interactive apps-virtual assistants, IVRs, AI bots. Localization-content that needs to speak multiple languages. Knowing your goal informs every other decision, voice tone, pacing, platform, and even file format. Choose the right voice and tone. Today's TTS engines offer hundreds of voices across dozens of languages. But not all voices fit all use cases. Things to consider. Accent-British, American, Australian, etc. Tone-formal, friendly, informative, playful. Gender-male, female, or neutral. Delivery speed-some voices read faster or softer than others. Vector's pick, British neutral male. Voice, Brian, Amazon Polly, neural. Tone, clear, professional, and natural. Best for news style podcasts, academic content, documentaries. Use SSML to sound more natural. SSML, speech synthesis markup language, gives you fine control over voice behavior. Control. TTS engines typically limit the size of content per request. Amazon Polly, 3000 characters. Google Cloud TTS, 5000 characters. Microsoft Azure, similar caps per voice.